now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Good Friday.
Good Friday. You going to church, Tom?
Yeah, Sibyl, well, no.
Hey, Hug.
Might as well keep that rolling on, Sibyl. My girl, Dominique.
Dominique, how you doing?
Last time I saw my girl, Dominique, we were in Milwaukee, Sibyl. Tom and Sibyl, it was so cold, me and Dominique didn't even speak to each other. We just text each other our hellos later on. And speaking of later on, Jay really remixed April Fool's, didn't he, y'all? 2 days MIA.
Yes, sir.
Not missing an action, Sibyl. Mofo in Atlanta. He's chilling. Anyway, I hope he's okay. Jay, if you're listening, please take care of your sugar.
Aw.
Keep an eye on your gout. Work it out with your white girlfriend. Do whatever you have to do to be 75% healthy when you get back to work.
Yeah.
Well, working people, let's count down these contenders. I really do hope he's okay, so. Contender number one, J. Anthony Brown. Mother mofo, man, you ain't sick. You're not April fooling nobody, anybody. First, you don't show up for work the day after April Fool's. Then you don't show up for work the day after April Fool's. We know your mean ass somewhere in a four-piece linen suit with a matching Easter basket full of peach Jolly Rancher jelly beans, which are excellent, Silver, and them Reese Easter bunnies. Oh, my gosh. Contender number two, the Atlanta Falcons, for playing fake crowd noise at the stadium. Mm. Who knew the L in NFL stood for lip sync, Silver? Contender number three, Vince Neil of Motley Crue, who should have been lip syncing the Star Spangled Banner. He was so bad, the lady that was signed off, y'all. Contender number four, the DMV restaurants. I don't know if you heard about this, Don, but the DMV restaurants who advertise Maryland Blue crab cakes on their menu. But the crab meat is really from Thailand and Indonesia.
Oh.
How about I pay in currency from Thailand? How about that, shiggity? Since my crab tastes from Thailand. Contender number five, Manuela Arbelez.
What?
Now, I don't know how to pronounce her name, Sybil. Throw me a line here. Now, my boy at I Am the Twin scooped me about the Price is Right model who revealed the correct price of a car before the contestant gave another guess at it.
Yeah, man.
Oh, where they do that at? She should have jumped in the car with him because that was her last day on the show. Contender number six, Isaiah Washington. Y'all hear about Isaiah Washington?
Yeah.
Tweeting to Chris Rock. What you think about that, Sybil?
Crazy.
See, Chris Rock got pulled over 3 times in a month, which is that's a good average in my neighborhood. Now, he told him to adapt. That's what this mofo said, adapt. He said he sold his $90,000 Mercedes G500 and bought 3 Priuses.
Yep.
Why the hell they do that at Sibyl? 3 Priuses? That's a damn car lot. What black mofo you know by 3 Priuses? And his family ain't driving none of them. He wants Chris Rock to dumb down his success. Yeah, we know why you just got rid of that G500. You ain't getting none of that grades and none of his money in his room. But that's on record. Now, you see these tweets called Tweet Like Isaiah Washington?
Yeah.
Oh, that's some funny sugary. Mm-hmm. I dress like Starbucks employees in my neighborhood because I don't want to look like just an ordinary tall black. Tall black. Okay, so my coffee trigger. Cosmopolitan Magazine, y'all are the Bammers of the week, for using black models in your dead trends and white models in your gorgeous trans that's in. Y'all hear about this?
That's crazy.
That is the most race. Cosmopolitan Magazine, y'all are the Bammers of the Week. I'm coming to St. Louis right now. St. Louis Comedy Festival tonight, tomorrow, Columbus. That's
all
Ohio.
Right.
I had to clear that up. I don't even want to hear
you. Really?
That's Columbus, Ohio, not Liverpool land, okay?